WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jerry Zucker got his start parodying other people's movies. He spoofed disaster films in Airplane and police dramas in Police Squad and The Naked Gun. He made them with his brother David and Jim Abrahams. They also co-directed Ruthless People. A sequel to The Naked Gun is in the works. Before they turned to feature films, the trio had a theater group, Kentucky Fried Theater, that spoofed TV shows and commercials. Jerry Zucker is directing on his own now. His first solo effort is Ghost, starring Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, and Whoopi Goldberg. Swayze and Moore are lovers. He's killed by a mugger, but stays on Earth as a ghost. Whoopi Goldberg plays a phony psychic who turns out to have real supernatural powers. Zucker told me directing on his own was a different but welcomed experience.
It was a little strange at first, just sitting there behind the camera, and after I'd yell cut, I'd kind of look around to see if what David and Jim had to say, and they weren't there. The part I liked about it was that we didn't have to vote on things. I could, really pursue the film as I saw it, and I think that a film like Ghost really would not have taken to the democratic process.
There's a scene where Patrick Swayze, who plays the ghost, you know, he can't physically feel anything as a ghost, but he inhabits the body of the medium Whoopi Goldberg so that he can touch Demi Moore one last time.
Right.
And in that passionate embrace, you see Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. I kind of wanted to see Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg embracing, knowing somehow that Patrick Swayze was supposed to be in Whoopi Goldberg's body.
The audience could not have taken it. It would have been, for a mainstream American audience, as the black hands, touch the white hands, and we start to, the camera moves up towards Demi's face, people start to titter. I mean, you can hear in the audience a certain percentage of people, and they're afraid that we're going to do a lesbian scene, and they really, it would make them so uncomfortable as to take everybody out of the movie. It's cost millions of dollars to make movies, and I want to see millions of people in their seats, responding to the movie and laughing and crying and enjoying it. And I just think that that's something that would have pushed most of the audience too far.
So they're not ready for it yet, the audience.
I don't think so, and I don't blame them. I mean, I'm not ready for it yet. I never talk down to the audience. I don't think if I was in the audience, I would really quite want to see that. I personally think that there, and you're not alone in your comments. There was a number of reviews that mentioned that thought that we kind of copped out there, and that we should have gone had it be the two women. But I think that, even though it seems like it could have been wonderful, I think if you would actually have seen it, it would have appeared flat, and you would have been so conscious of the fact that there's these two women hugging each other, holding each other, and I think the you would have lost what Patrick was feeling entirely, because there would have been no way to show it. And I thought, to me, that scene was about one last chance to touch. I mean, that's the part of the thing for me. It wasn't about sex. They don't kiss. They don't do anything erotic in that scene. It's just about the pure joy of touching, of being able to hold and touch someone that you love, and not to be able to see that joy on Patrick's face would have I don't think would have made the point that I wanted to make.
Let me go back to some of your earlier projects, and I'd be interested in hearing how some of those came together. How did you come up with the idea of spoofing disaster films?
When we were doing Kentucky Fried Theater, we used to spoof television commercials, and we used to tape TV commercials just to watch all these commercials and see what we could spoof. And we sometimes the late night commercials were the funniest. So we left the tape machine run all night, and in between these commercials, we found this movie called Zero Hour, and it was an old, you know, 1957 flying movie with Dana Andrews and Sterling Hayden. And it was, you know, really funny. And we started to think, hey, this is, maybe we could do something with this. And eventually we bought the rights to it.
Oh, really? So this was more, the plot structure then came from a very specific film?
Yeah, yeah, that's very much the same plot structure. I mean, it was a serious movie, not a comedy, and it was about an airplane, and the pilot, actually the Dana Andrews was, his wife had just left him, and they had a son, and because he couldn't make a life for them ever since he screwed up in the war, you know, and ever since that one thing that happened. And then there was food poisoning, and of course he was the only person on the plane who could fly it, so he had to fly the plane in, and that was basically the plot. And we changed a lot of things, but we really took that that basic premise.
That's really funny, because I thought the food poisoning was the most, like, preposterous part of the whole plot.
Well, there's actually a line in that movie where the doctor on the plane, who is, you know, is taking this all very seriously. I mean, there's really not a light moment at all in this movie. And he says to the stewardess, the life of everybody on board this plane depends on one thing, finding someone back there who can not only fly this plane, but who didn't have fish for dinner. And it's just, we just took that line right from that movie. And of course, in Airplane, it appears as a gag line.
Yeah, I'm really just shocked that actually came from something.
Yeah, yeah, no. If you ever catch the, if you ever see it in the newspaper, you know.
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
It's especially after you've seen Airplane. It's funny to watch.
Some of the people who you cast in the movie include Peter Graves, Lloyd Bridges, Robert Stack, Leslie Nielsen. Were these some of your favorite washed-up actors?
Well, we always liked those shows. It's interesting with all we always used to say that you could only parody a movie that you had some affection for. And I think the same thing, I mean, the movie Zero Hour, we laughed at, but we also kind of liked. It was a fun movie. You really did want to see how it ended, and you kind of liked the characters. And even though there were a lot of corny lines and things that you made fun of, you still liked it. And we feel the same way about those actors. We liked them all. We liked watching them. We used to love the Untouchables. We always watched Sea Hunt. Leslie Nielsen was in every movie ever made. I mean, he's just, you couldn't, in every television show, he was like, you know, a fixture whose, you know, name nobody quite knew, but he was, you know, a very famous actor. And we just told these guys when we first talked to them, when we first met, that we just wanted to play it straight. We wanted them to not really just to not even so much playing it straight, but even further pretending like they didn't even know it was a comedy. We wanted them to play it exactly like they did in their old movies, and in Sea Hunt and The Untouchables and Mission Impossible. And they all agreed, and they were very good sports about it, and they really understood that that's what it would take to make it work. And, you know, if those guys had been kind of winking and having fun with it, it would have been a disaster.
Were any of them offended that you were casting them in this spoof?
No, none of the ones that did it, obviously they wouldn't have done it otherwise. We did offer it to some people that wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, you know, I think Carl Malden turned us down for one of the parts, and he just, you know, said, I don't want anything to do with this piece of junk or something like that.
When you were making Ghost, did you ever have the impulse to make a parody of your own film, since you make such good parodies?
Well, funny you mention that. We are parodying some scenes from Ghost. Now that it looks like it's going to be a big enough hit, we're going to parody some scenes from it in the Naked Gun sequel.
Oh, that's great. Which
yeah.
scenes?
Can yeah, you, which I think is hysterical. David actually called me last week, and he had seen the movie again, and he said, "You know, that pottery scene is a classic. We gotta spoof this. We have to have Leslie and Priscilla over a potter's wheel and have it get out of control." And I was hysterical. I thought it was great.
Well, just to explain this potter's wheel thing, the Demi Moore character is a potter, and she's making this particularly phallic-like sculpture when Patrick Swayze comes into the room, and they start to embrace passionately with this phallic-like thing spinning around on the potter's wheel.
It's a perfect scene. It's absolutely a scene. If I hadn't done it, I would want to spoof it. I mean, it really is very ripe for it. So I think it should be. But it's so rare to get the opportunity to make fun of your own of your own work.
But tell me, did you mean that to be as phallic-like as it was?
Well, not yes and no. I mean, we certainly thought about it, but we didn't, you know, it just sort of happens that way by itself. As a matter of fact, there were many takes where it got more phallic, and we kept toning it down. I specifically liked the idea of the two of them sitting at this thing and just the erotic nature of two people putting their hands in this wet clay, and then the idea of going from you know, this kind of vessel that she's, this pot that she's making to this sort of phallic lump was just something that kind of happened.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Terry. It's a pleasure.
Jerry Zucker directed the new film, Ghost.